Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 2nd of February, the synchronous 33rd day of 2026, affording us 332 days to complete our journey to 2027. Here we are already at the beginning of the second month of the year, while many of us continue to carry along baggage left over from last year. Our Gregorian calendar inherited February from the precursory Julian calendar, which called February Februarius, derived from the Latin februum, meaning a thing used for ritual purification. For the agrarian Romans, this shortest month of the year traditionally held activities such as the burning of fields, in preparation for the sowing of seed to begin the agricultural season. In Maine, our comparable activity is the burning of firewood to stay warm while we pore over seed catalogs and imagine what we would like to start growing once the frost has left the ground. This morning at daybreak on Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil played his yearly joke on us, willing humans who seem always willing to suspend our disbelief. In other words, to ignore the facts and instead put enough of a spin on things to hopefully create an alternative reality we might live by. The fact is, we are now a week into the second half of winter, meaning we have about 6 weeks to go until the vernal equinox. So we phrase the two possibilities thusly. When Phil sees his shadow, because the sun is shining, and subsequently returns frightened to his burrow, we'll have another 6 weeks of winter. But should Phil not see his shadow, because the sun is not shining, and subsequently stays put because no shadow has occurred to frighten him, we'll have an early spring, although technically spring is still about 6 weeks away. Dutch Renaissance poet and birthday girl Anna Reumers Fischer, more than a couple of centuries before the Pennsylvania Dutch held their first Groundhog Day festival, was a maker of aphorisms and mottos, among which is her Genoeg is meer, which translates to enough is more. A prescient comment about Punxsutawney Phil's purpose, to consider things from more than one perspective. This past week, we lost a multi-perspective practitioner who had also been a business sponsor for WERU for years as the bookstore Pro Libris in Bangor. Eric Furry lived his life as someone who believed in purveying as many ideas as possible, and though the shelves of his bookstore might have had a finite number of volumes, for him, enough was certainly more. Rest in peace, Eric. So we move forward in this as-yet nascent year, shoveling our way through the midterm of winter while bringing forward that which came before. Maggie Smith has something to say about that in her poem, The Before Picture. It's complicated, my relationship status with progress. I often prefer the before picture. The future is where I'm going only because I have no choice, because time moves in one direction, dragging a bit of itself behind like meat. An unseen hand keeps tugging it, time's rabbit leg, time's hunk of red venison. Just out of reach, did I just describe the future as bait? Am I strung along? I know when I arrive there, it won't be there, won't be that. It'll be now, the way it is, right now. And again, refresh, refresh, refresh. The befores pile up behind me. It's now again. For every day, we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Anna Reumers Fischer, Nell Gwynn, William Phipps, Talleyrand, Solomon R. Guggenheim, James Joyce, Howard Johnson, Benny Rubin, Ayn Rand, James Dickey, Liz Smith, Stan Getz, Tommy Smothers, Graham Nash, Farrah Fawcett, Peter Lucia, Alan McKay, Ina Garten, Brent Spiner, Ross Valerie, Tom Triplehorn, Christy Brinkley, Shakira, and Gemma Atherton. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1602, William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night was first performed in London at Middle Temple Hall to celebrate Candlemas. Today in 1913, in Mahwah, New Jersey, American poet Joyce Kilmer wrote his poem Trees. Today in 1922, in Paris, Sylvia Beach first published James Joyce's novel Ulysses. Today in 1990, South African President F.W. de Klerk lifted the ban on the African National Congress, which triggered the release of Nelson Mandela from prison and marked the beginning of the end of apartheid. Heavenward, late yesterday afternoon, we welcomed February's full moon, the snow moon, also known variously as the bony moon, the hungry moon, the bald eagle moon, the black bear moon, the raccoon moon, the goose moon, and the groundhog moon. In the eastern sky this afternoon, just after sunset, our February moon will appear to keep close company with Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo the Lion. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming the seventh full week of winter, the fifth full week of 2026, and wishing everyone a happy Groundhog Day. Keep the faith.